Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about a thing Heaton told me, an idea that he planted in my mind.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
That months later, I still think about. I will just give you guys the quote, and then Heaton will unpack the conversation and we'll dig deeper. It was all a dream.
Yeah. So, man, there are so many people that I've explained this to privately, and I don't think I've really shared much publicly, maybe randomly somewhere on some podcast. But this is our podcast, and it's something I told you. And if you're still thinking about it, I know other people are too. And it really kind of makes you wonder about a lot of things when you think about it like this. So I said this in reference to something I've been thinking about a lot. And what I've been thinking about a lot is the fact that as human beings, we hold on to so much of the past. And we hold on to things typically that are related to ourselves, and also that are related to other people. And one of the points I want to make about life is that whatever your perspective is today, now, or was, or even the fact that you and I right now, Stelly, are having two very different experiences, even though we're in the same moment, in the same conversation, on recording a podcast. Now, let's just expand that. There are thousands of people that are going to hear this. Think about all the perspective that they're going to have when they read this and how many different perspectives there are. Each individual has their own perspective. Even if we see and hear and talk about the same thing, we didn't really have the same experience. It was our own individualistic experience to have. And so when I think about those kinds of things and a lot of the theories people have out there that make it very complicated, like we live in an illusion, or, you know, quantum theory proves there's multiple dimensions, or, you know, aliens, right? And all these things. And, you know, whatever you want to believe, I have no judgment, zero judgment. I probably know more of these theories than most people who are listening because I just am curious. Mm-hmm. And so my summary is like, it was all a dream. Whatever you're hanging on to, whatever happened, even if it was like literally 30 seconds ago, whatever I just said, it was all a dream. It was just all a dream. And what's a dream? It's something you don't even believe was real. It wasn't real. You woke up from it. You're like, wait, what just happened? It was so intense. I did this and I did that. And that, but wait, I was sleeping and I was dreaming. It didn't really happen. So anything, even your best moment in life, it was all a dream. You can't go back to it. It's in your mind. And whoever else was there has a different version of it in their mind. So we're all just dreaming.
Holy shit. You know, how do I even respond to this? The one beautiful thing, or one, I think, practical application of this to test this, again, see how it feels to people that are listening, is to take something, an experience that happened to you a long time ago. You know, it doesn't even have to be a long time ago, but just for fun, something that stands out, maybe your last vacation, right? Since I'm on vacation right now, maybe this is what's on top of my mind. The last vacation. And just think about a few things that happened during that vacation and see what remembering that vacation, what it feels like, what it looks like, how intense the images are, the feelings, the sounds, the moments, the memories. And then imagine going on vacation to a country you've never been. Imagine walking through the streets there, meeting people, laughing, having experiences. And now tell me if those two, if the one memory and the one imagination, if they